very high profile people from the U.S. Obviously, they are going to get a lot of attention. They've been with the president of the country. They've been received at state house, upcountry places like the Genocide Memorial. And they were treated like very important people. You get the feeling that the Iranian government was leaving no stone unturned to treat this as a state business.
It's interesting that we're talking about high profile because Mrs. McCain is said to be very modest about her extensive international travels and accomplishments with global charity work. Did she receive wide coverage given the fact that her husband is running for president of the United States?
Well, the coverage was wide in the local press. I don't know about the U.S. Obviously, all you can see is Barack Obama right now, having a trip to the Middle East and Europe. Mr. Obama puts everyone else in the shadows, not only Mrs. McCain, but her husband. Within Rwanda itself, I can tell you Mrs. McCain has had coverage. But as soon as she's out of here, it's all about Obama.
It's interesting because Senator Obama welcomes this, but you would think that Mrs. McCain would also want to receive more coverage because it would help her husband's campaign. That is not the same framework that we're talking about here, though, is it?
Not at all. I think she's genuinely here on a humanitarian mission out of genuine interest to see what's been going on ever since she last was here. I don't think it in any way connects with her husband's campaign.
Now, what do you make of the bipartisan character of the delegation visiting the country? Was there anything made by Rwandans in the coverage about the fact that it was Republicans and Democrats visiting?
Not at all. Actually, Rwandans are more interested in what can be gotten out of this trip in the future, and they are more interested in what it does for this country's public relations. Here you are having a country that was written off 10 years ago, attracting all this hyperstar. And, you know, you have Bill Clinton here, you have United Kingdom Conservative Party coming. So Rwanda is really something right to be going on here because you don't have this kind of high-profile visits in any part of the region other than Rwanda.
Former Senator Bill Frist and former Senator Tom Daschle, the majority and minority leaders of the U.S. Senate, were in the American delegation. How was the group of U.S. politicians received by Rwandan officials?
Enthusiastically. I mean, everyone was pleased to see them, and to Rwandan officials, this is yet another sign that they are doing things right, and they are getting recognition for whatever they're doing.
Did you think that Senator Daschle's presence there was paving the way for some future contacts between Senator Obama and the people of Rwanda?
Well, that's what we wish, but I wouldn't care to read too much into this one trip.
Now, what does this do for President Paul Kagame as he continues his term in office?
It makes him more of a shining star.
Are there any other Rwandan politicians on the horizon now that are ready to pick up his lead with U.S. relations and continue the progress that the country is making?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't see it in that kind of framework. I think that people are taking it one at a time. We are not reading too much into what other politicians might be making of all this. But in Rwanda, we would prefer that everything is treated on its own merits without looking too much to what are the calculations and so on. We look at it as an advantage to all Rwandans instead of one politician or a political grouping.
Mrs. McCain recalled the strength of Rwandan women during the crisis and how they inspired her by sticking with their families during the conflict and trying to bring back unification. How has that quality in Rwandan women helped the country recover since the war?
Very honestly, I wouldn't quantify it, but it's a very important role. Rwandan women have proved to be pretty resilient. If you look at some of the initiatives, things like cooperatives or associations of basket weavers, these beautiful baskets they sell in Macy's in the U.S., on a basic level, you find Hutu women, Tutsi women sitting together and working with associations and groups and selling these pretty baskets and the income being shared. The common purpose is an indicator of women's role in Rwanda in promoting this and forwarding the idea of social reconciliation.
The other striking image that she recalled during the first visit was the image of 12 and 13-year-old youths roaming the streets with AK-47 guns and all the fighting that these young people were subjected to during the war. What kind of progress has been made in terms of caring for the children whose lives were so disrupted by the war?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have children walking around with guns anymore. I think this thing ended 14 years ago, and there have been national programs to rehabilitate these kids, but not only the children, even other traumatized people who were forced into combat situations where they weren't combatants in the first place. There is a commission, National Demobilization Commission, to help people who have been in the army get out and return to a civilian life and integrate in civilian life as comfortably as they can. Of course, Rwanda being a poor country, it cannot be smooth because it takes a lot of money to give someone a new start in life, especially people who might not have so many skills other than holding an AK-47. But all in all, I think it has overall been a success.
The mood of this trip was quite different than conditions 14 years ago. What kinds of changes do you think impressed the group the most?
Well, the fact that Rwanda could move on from the situation it was in 94, where everyone anticipated another Somalia to the prosperous entity of the country that it is today. This was pretty impressive. It would impress anyone.
What kind of progress would they have noticed?
For one, the reconciliation between the ethnic groups. You have a situation where one ethnic group was prepared to exterminate another one, but today they live in harmony. Everyone's trying to put the past together to build a better country. And also, economically, I mean, the country has moved forward. You have a situation where we have 7% annual economic growth, and that is pretty impressive by any standards.